This is not a military takeover.
Stand by for action.
Greenville, I am on a battle station.
Anything can happen in the next hour.
Sit yourself down, strap yourself in, as you're going to be listening to Armitage on the Paranoid Squirrel Rock Show, where over the course of the next hour, you'll be exposed to music that you should hear on the radio, but don't.
Gentlemen, we're the Hydromatics from Parts Unknown. I'd like to do a song from our brand new White Jazz release, and this one's called Earth A.
Dramatics, and obviously a live version of Earthy, taken from their Easy Action self-titled reissue of, as Scott Morgan told us, Parts Unknown. Why the name change? I have no idea. However, Hydromatics guitarist Tony Slack on his Facebook page last week asked for a show of hands for a reunion. Both of mine straight went up, but only if Nicky Anderson drums for them. This week's show almost was another not into it affair, not because I wasn't into it per se. I've had the flu, not man flu, proper laid up in bed sweating and shivering with even my hair follicles screaming in pain. To wit, this evening's show has been pre-recorded because as I speak and you listen, I'm tucked up in bed. I started to feel ropey towards the end of last week's show. I woke up Saturday morning in a confused state after dreaming that I was endlessly running through a South American shantytown where all the households were boiling up Brussels sprouts. For the rest of the day, things descended into achy limbs with shooting pains behind my ears, making me wince like I had a nervous twitch. At least it marked my genesis. Or was that the blinding headache? It was hard to tell. All this meant that my proposed trip to the New Cross Inn to see Duncan Reed and the Big Heads was nixed. This also meant the squirrel didn't attend as I had the tickets. And as if I didn't feel bad enough already. Apparently, four new songs were played live. As if I didn't feel bad enough already. That was Baby Baby, the bonus track from the Little Big Head album. Monday, I woke up still feeling like the proverbial after dreaming that how I slept would cure me of my ills. Except I needed to sleep in two different positions with each increasing the pain on the other one. Oh, add to the fact that during the morning, the fuse tripped out for all the sockets throughout my house due to a water leak. So we had to call out an emergency electrician, setting us back 400 quid. You could say I've had better weeks. The evening's planned trip up to the 100 Club to see the Drillers headlining with Knox, formerly of the Vibratos, in solo acoustic mode and opening proceedings, the Phobics, like Saturdays, Mondays was a non-starter. Fortunately, for the squirrel this time round, her ticket was in her name on the door. So whilst I was down and out in Beckenham, she was watching the Phobics getting down and out in Oxford Street. Got any official acoustics Knox material, only the stuff I've recorded live myself over the years. However, he is always good, whether he's amped up with a full band behind him or just on his Jack Jones. To be honest, the only solo record of Knox's that I own is his 7-inch single cover of Syd Barrett's Gigolo On. To be fair to me though, Knox's non-band releases only really comprise of the aforementioned single that came out in 1980, 81's She's So Good Looking, and 1983's Plutonium Express album, which is available on the Vibrators Bandcamp site for only $9. That also includes an album of vintage, rare and unreleased live recordings from the Vibrators themselves, which I shall be purchasing tomorrow morning. That's the Saturday, the 12th of January. Future and non-rock radio UK listeners. saying I've played it to death. However, High Rise Supersize by the Derailers has been the only track of theirs that I have tended to play when the occasion arises since its release. Probably because it's rather good. And that it, along with the B-side, Got Something to Say, are to date the only studio recordings to feature vocalist Joe Maddox. I was going to say that features the new lineup, but I think that former drummer Bish plays on it and not the current and ex-Heavy Drapes hard hitter Billy Duncanson. But I could be wrong. We can expect a brand spanking new Pogo A Go-Going Derailers album later this year. The next time I'll be seeing them is when they support the Godfathers at the 100 Club on the 16th of February, which is sadly on the same day as Tom from the Phobics will be fronting the Snivelling Shit 2.0 at the Pelton Arms in Greenwich. Grrr. Talking of the 100 Club, this Sunday I will be interviewing UK Subs bassist Alvin Gibbs about his up-and-coming debut solo album, Your Disobedient Servant, and all things Croydon. Talking to Alvin just before he left his French home on Wednesday, it sounds like there will be some of Alvin's Disobedient Servants also sitting in. I'm not sure whether the interview will air on like next week's show with a choice cut from the aforementioned and said album, or the week after. Obviously, I will let you know. Oh, the anticipation. From Your Disobedient Servant, this is the single Ghost Train that features Lee Hegarty from the Ruts DC and Steve Crittle from the Godfathers. my next Kodamol in Juice Dream. I have Alvin's press release to thank. Well, actually, it's the lyrics for the reviewers in the press pack. First two pages, side one of the album, were on A4, with pages 3 and 4, side two, on A5. Now, I work in the design and print industry, and things like this trouble me. So much so that my dream involved the two different paper sizes fighting it out for dominance in my mouth. One of Alvin's former foils was Andy McCoy, both played with Iggy Pop, all of which you can read about in Alvin's book, Neighbourhood Threat, on tour with Iggy Pop. Anyway, Andy has just released his Soul Satisfaction EP, which is available on all the usual platforms. Here's the title track.
So easy. Rock Radio UK.
Too much. There's not very much that a woman.
You can never get bored of the music that Johnny Thunders brought to us. That was So Alone from the So Alone companion album, So Alonesome, that is available on Remarkable Records. God, I just realised that April, it will be Record Store Day, my most hated Saturday ever, where all the part-time record collectors flood the streets looking for stuff that they can flog on eBay the following day, whilst the likes of you and I don't even bother to venture out as we support independent record shops day in, day out, year after year. What should happen is every time you go and purchase a record from an indie shop, you get a sticker, Build Up 52, and then on Record Store Day, you have the right to buy one, a copy of whatever you need, before anyone else can even enter the shop. Maybe a midnight opening. It will be 40 years in November that the Damned released Machine Gun Etiquette. I really, really hope that Chiswick main man Roger Armstrong will release something special and unheard in celebration.
I'm going back to church tonight, just like back when I was eight. But I don't mean afraid, I'm gonna nick a collection plate. I can't love against the church. I need people to go there, I'm shown there, and ignorant to understand. I can't get that we can, so change their behavior. So many people are weak and I have to sick us from the pillars of hope. As you know, I used to go there myself. That's the day it came out to you. It's gonna be some fun tonight. I'm spreading news around the town. Let the vicars and transfers die. We'll finish for a roll to gout. I got nothing against church. I need people to go there and show that an ignorant don't understand. I can't miss that we can, so change that behaviour. So many people are weak in the madness of guts from the peddlers of hope. As you know, I used to go with myself. Nothing the day that came back to you.
Thank you.
My final weird dream was on Tuesday night, Wednesday morning. The Hit Priests, you may have heard me mention them from time to time, posted the album artwork for Stand For Nothing on their unsocial media sites, with Austin Rocket showing us a few boxes of the physical item. Now, if you are like me, a Spasm Gang member, you could be lucky enough to get hold of the Super Limited Edition. I dreamt that I and Lee Love were tasking packaging up 10 Spasm Gang members' copies and posting them off. However, in my dream, there was a limited 12-inch bootleg of a live gig made to look all 1970s, you know, white sleeve with an A4 coloured paper photocopy picture of the band and the track listings that I just so happened to have printed, stuck on it. Unfortunately, the vinyl was made of water and obviously wouldn't keep its shape. In actual fact, the water might have just been my tears.
We'll be right back.
the Dipshits will be having two album launch gigs on the 23rd and 24th of March in London and Manchester, respectively. See you at the Lounge on the 23rd. I'm not sure, but we could be onto the fourth cover song that Marvel have released from their Guilty Pleasures album. That fourth track is the Rick Derringer penned Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo, which sounds remarkably like this. With no more weird dreams, thanks to amoxicillin 500 milligrams that took the place of the cocoa tomorrow Wednesday evening, I shall leave you this week with the Speed City Vipers and Disco Junkie, that features from the Tattooed Millionaires and the Space Age Playboys, Johnny Jetson. Any band that puts a picture of Lemmy next to the album cover of Road to Ruin and says this is what we like, along with the words "the helicopters," is always going to get my vote. Until next week, take it easy.